Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. It is 10 p.m. in Florida. It's 10:01 in D.C. It's 10:01 in Jersey. It's 10:01 in Maryland, wherever you are in the world, East Coast, West Coast, worldwide, you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Matt shouts out to my homie, Sabian James. Check him out, 8 to 10 every now and then until we get time locked in. I was on his show earlier hanging out. That's Sabe James Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. How you doing? It's Monday. Hope your week is off to a good start. Interesting topic tonight. I got new music. Dawn from Diddy's Dirty Money, she says what's going on. She sent me a new track to play out here featuring Trina. I got that coming up in a little bit. Let's jump right to it. This is Why. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's 10:02 on the East Coast. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is Main Scrap again. Why? Let's get it in, folks.
Couple questions for you, man. Let's go. Then you left me standing, stranded. You left me so damaged. I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage. They always say if it's meant to be, it'll come back. But since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say I'm in love with you, babe, and I'ma always be there like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is.
Why do we act this way? Why do we play these games?
Not playing, girl.
Why does it have to hurt?
It ain't never gotta hurt, no.
How can we make this work?
Come on, baby, listen.
Why do we still hold on?
It's from the heart, you know.
Maybe we're just so wrong.
They saying it's a fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a simple God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. Took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town, I'm the hottest around. I feel like Kerry Hilson, baby, love came around and knocked me down too. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find the shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you be back, never will I stop trying. Forever you miss scrap, if I'm lying, then I'll be flying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than nobody know you like I know you, baby.
Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, and tonight, Monday, August 9th, we are going to dive into the concept of marriage and discuss the various concepts listeners possess tonight. Your TM Hyman Radio Live, and the question we're asking tonight is, holy matrimony a partnership or a corporation? Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen some of our celebs jump the broom. You know, we got the the Alicia Keys, Swiss Beats, ultra romantic getaway out in France. You know, we had Tommy Hilfiger, Queen Latifah. There was a $100,000 diamond choker that was turned into a headdress for Alicia. I mean, gold chairs, very lavish wedding. And then you had, T.I. and Tiny, getting married. Folks are making commitments a lot to holy matrimony. But tonight we want to know, what's your perspective? Is it a partnership or is it a business? Before we go any further, I want to welcome my co-hosts, who's always ready to get it in with these kind of topics. Toya, welcome to the show, coming to us live from Delaware tonight. Toya, you there? Maybe not. Well, she'll be joining us here soon. Folks, again, TM Hyman Radio Live, you are in tuned to an interesting show tonight. We're talking about holy matrimony. Is it a partnership or is it a corporation? Jump on the feedback lines tonight and tell us what you think. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And folks are on it early. Folks are on it early. Area code 301, last four digits 4062. Tell us what's on your mind tonight. Marriage, partnership, or a corporation?
Well, excuse me, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Sabe James, and I'm calling from, a pretty good marriage/merger, that's what you want to call it.
It's a merger. Yo, folks, I bigged up Sabe James at the top of the show. Check out Sabe. Blog Talk Radio, real good show there earlier. Thanks for having me on, homie.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Thanks for having me on right now.
Absolutely. You said merger. So is marriage a corporation to you, man?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a corporation, but certain aspects of it, you know, you have to operate like you're, you know, chairman. You know what I'm saying? Of a
like your chairman.
You gotta operate
of a corporation.
Like that. Yeah, because you have to make sound decisions. And so they always say they make decisions based on what's best for the business, right?
No doubt.
The number one reason. Well, not the number one, a huge reason why a lot of marriages go sour is financial. Now, business is based around what? Making money.
Money.
Marriages can be broken up because of the way money is made, or not. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, it does have some aspects of it. But at the same time, you know, you're all supposed to be in it for the love of that partner, for the partnership, for the, you know, the sake of procreation, you know, versus, I guess, popular belief right nowadays.
Right.
You know, we ain't gonna get into that. But, you know, for the basis of procreation and, you know, other things along those lines, that is mainly the sole reason for getting into this situation. But you're signing the contract. A marriage license is a contract saying that you are bonded with this person. You're binded with this person all across the board now. So, you know, I didn't know how to sign a contract just to say I love you forever.
Yeah, well, nope. I mean, you shouldn't have
I'm devil's advocate. You know me. You know.
You shouldn't have to. But you know, I think you know the law of the land says when you've totally committed and you're serious about it, you should be willing, you know, to sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, and this much is true.
Yeah, and now you know you brought up an interesting topic on your show earlier. You were talking about, you know, Tiger and that $750 million that he had to give.
Billion.
You know,
billion.
$750 million. That was all because he signed his contract.
Yeah. Yeah, and when it's void, like what Manny Murphy said, be careful because you lose half on the trading. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt, you gotta be smart about it, folks. Gotta be smart about it.
That's and that's where you know, I kind of gave like you know a little rundown of. I mean, you know, like I said, okay, out of the, so being that he had to give a half of $750 million, that means he was worth $1.5 billion, we're changing the alphabet right here. We're jumping from M back to B.
Billion.
You know what I'm saying? So. My thing is this, okay, I understand why I'm pretty sure Tiger may not need all $1.5 billion to operate his life, you know, smoothly without, you know, having any monkey wrenches thrown in the plan, but okay, out of the $1.5 billion, set her up with, I think a fair number would be, okay, $10 million. Because, real talk, somebody, if they manage it right, this is my opinion now, if they manage it right, you can live off of $1 million for the rest. She's like 12. She's like 30 something at least.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you can live off $1 million, be if you manage it right. You got the. So I say, okay, you give her 10, boom, you take half of that 10. That's yours. You do whatever you want with it. The other half is getting reinvested into some kind of, you know, some kind of either low yield or high yield stocks and bonds you want to see a return on ASAP, or if not over the next 5 to 7 years or whatever, boom, that money's working for itself already. You're already living off the five. Then, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got no staff, no PR staff you have to payroll for, no caddy, no agent that's getting half of your money whenever you do, part of your money whenever you do deals or whatever. You ain't got that, all that rest of that, you know, the people you got to stay in contact with for your sponsors and all of that. You don't have that everyday hoopla that you pay people to take care of. All you do is, you know, not that all you do, but, you know, take care of the house and the home and the kids.
Well, all Elon's going to do is sit back and count the bucks, save, stand
and
by
watch
for
her reality show. She's going to be on a reality show, mark my words. She's going to have a home.
Folks, you're through the TM Hopper Radio Live. Yo, Save James said, mark his word, Elon Woods is going to have a reality show here soon. Folks, tonight we're talking about marriage. holy matrimony, partnership, or corporation, Tiger had to give up $750 million. I can't imagine it. Elian's about to roll out. Hey, jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Rollout, Bruno Jackson featuring Frank Nitti, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay.
Bruno!
Jackson. Yeah.
Frank Nitti.
Yeah, we done shot it.
That's the Rollout.
Clean past the moon on this one. I'm ready. Go.
Let's get it, yeah.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
I grew up in the city where my clothes stay filthy. Always feeling like something in the way, like Milky. Sitting on my bed, just dreaming about money. Dreaming about homies, trying to get on me. Had to think quick, man, I had to do something. Then I met Jackson, and then we started rapping. Big stuff started happening, my dreams were in action. Now I'm on the road, making moves like an athlete. Martin, go with Stanley Porter and how I spark it. Chilling, sipping by the beach with eyes lower than the market. I'm Rick James, you haters are the darkness. We just getting started, ain't planning on stopping. Living in the studio, the bottles stay topless. My family back home wishing they were a part of this. Kinda miss home, cause that's where I started it. My mission to be famous, well I guess I completed it.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll.
Make my mama proud and be a man my daughters can respect. Anything I want I go get, never quit, never fold. Stay focused on my goals, man, it's later for them. Backstage at a show, I'm all about my dough and that perfect Patron. It got a brother gone, I dream a little dream, express it through my songs. I'm light years ahead of folk. I had a model and she left me for some better clothes. I maneuver through manure, pursue the finer things, designer jeans, custom range and custom rings. I was taught never cuff a thing, let freedom ring. I had a dream, I'm overseas in magazines. I'm burning trees with the Queen of England and the Duchess I'm crushing. Homelessness in America, topic of discussion. So far from the jungle, so it's hard to be humble. Never blind to the hustle.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll, but I roll out.
But I picked up pace, but I still gotta spit to get that chick from taste. Right. Now this no race, nah, this a close case. My flow gotta stay cold, snowflake. Da-da-do, gotta go, gotta go. Gotta get in the business of getting swole.
What you know?
My goods, my shows, my hoods, my reputation, dog, what show? But I like that, yeah, I think she like that too. And it's like that, yeah, you know that Bryce, that dude. And I like the mood, but back to the business. I made it to the top and you all are just a witness. So witness the hit list. I'm headed to the islands, tropical citrus,
yeah.
With a mistress.
With a mistress.
Go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta get this. But I got this, and I've had this. To think the whole thing started in the attic, man, that's madness.
Madness.
Good time still, but I'm ballin' like magic.
Magic.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
To join this conversation, jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about holy matrimony, marriage, partnership, or corporation. Call in, tell us what you think. Co-hosts, she's with us finally, all the way from Delaware. What's going on, Miss Toya? Welcome to the show.
Hello, TM. How are you this evening?
Hola, señora. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, muy bien. How are you? How are you?
Good. All the way from Norfolk, VA, or at least Chesapeake, Virginia. Ms. Willingham, you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
What's going on, folks? So we're talking about holy matrimony tonight. My man St. James just chimed in, gave us some perspective about his merger. The both of you know a little bit about marriage. Partnership or corporation?
Toya?
I would definitely say a partnership.
Partnership?
Good answer. Good answer.
I would say it depends. Now, because I was married before, I'm going to say my motivations were partnership. However, I know other people, individuals, that were married for totally different reasons. So corporation, I think it just depends on what you're going into the situation for. Some people really get married for so many different reasons. It's not love all the time. And sometimes it's all about the benefits. But for me, partnership.
Okay. Toya, how long have you been married?
Actually, 8 years on Wednesday. This coming
Wednesday. 8 years
on
Wednesday.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Definitely. Happy anniversary. Toya, are you just as happy today as you were when you first got married? It's a two-part question, so that's the first part.
Yes, I am.
How have you been able to keep that fire burning?
Well, I guess with every relationship you go into it thinking everything is going to be perfect all the time, but you have your ups and downs. So, I mean, you have your periods where you're not as in love with the person as you were when you first got into it. Just like any other relationship, you go through your ups and downs. It's not always going to be a good thing. So we've definitely been, on our highs and lows, but we've been able to, maintain. It's always easier to just walk away from the situation. That's the easy way out. But when you're going through something, if you really love each other, you can work it out. So, I mean, it's been tough. Marriage is not easy at all. So, but we're maintaining it, making it through, so.
Right. Well, there were approximately 2,230,000 marriages in 2005, down from 2,279,000 marriages from the previous year. Despite the total in the population, the increase of 2.9 million over the same period is pretty commendable, because I don't think we think that many people are actually jumping the broom. But there are more people actually getting married and think that it's a good thing to form a union than people who are not married. I'm going to get Save James back in this conversation because, Save, you actually said you were in a merger. I'm still confused about whether that's a partnership or a corporation.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I said, it has characteristics of it, because you got to remember, you got to make sound decisions. I had to learn it the hard way. You can't think for yourself anymore. You gotta incorporate everybody else in the equation. Now we're not just talking about just immediate, like if we're talking about just the significant other and kids or whatever the case may be. No, we're talking about like family. You gotta incorporate all of that. All this has to be settled. Differences, idiosyncrasies, spats or whatever that may have occurred. If someone needs, not has to be, but it should be settled, there needs to be some kind of meeting in the middle of the road for everything to run smooth. So, I mean, like I said, you can correlate it to certain aspects of a corporation mentality. But, like I said, like the young lady said, the initial interest into this deal is for partnership. That's always it should always be the initial reason for doing it. But like you said, that people get married for different reasons. Some people just want to get married just so they can get married. They don't really love the person, but they can have a wedding. So damn it, they're gonna get married. They get married for the reason. I'm serious. And then, after a while, you know, it's just like I'm referred back to the same movie we were talking about before. They just wake up and say, hey, I just got some regular old crackers. And after that, it's off to the races. You know what I'm saying? People may get bored with the scenery that they got around, that they around now they put themselves into, and then they want to change it, but then they're already caught up in a situation that you can't just say, you know what, I'm out at the end of the day. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot more too. There's a different dynamic involved once you sign that marriage license, and you know, basically is a contract, like I said, binding you. So you start off with a corporation type of setting. You have to sign a contract and say, I'm committed to this person.
No doubt. Commitment is a huge part of this conversation tonight, folks. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We're talking about holy matrimony, marriage. Is it a partnership or is it a corporation? Or is it a little bit of both? Hey, what do you think? Tell us what's on your mind. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Be Real Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches, feeling it go. kind of hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yes. LS460 taking up a lot of space. Yes. More room to operate. Yes. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make your whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy. At the bar with your Remy. Mama cute with the skinny. M shots in the semi. Pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buff 50. All my niggas is with me. C$8 sign. Cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645. The crew lost its mind. Feeling like a summer breeze. Crib is 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice boat. Nice boat. Down over your nice boat. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. So I cop a ice coat. Ice glove. Nice stuff. Sound like a light bulb. Yeah. Shit it on the track. So call a nurse and get it wiped up. Let it flow. And watch the haters get a low. Pop a cork on you bitches. Spill the liquor on the hoes. Let it pour. Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. And watch the haters get a low. Pop a cork on you bitches. Spill the liquor on the hoes. Let it pour.
Tonight we're talking about marriage, partnership, or corporation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on the lines. Tell us what you think. Area code 757, last four digits, 6683. 757-6683. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what's on your mind tonight. Area code 757. 6683, you are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Dial 1 on your phone, area code 757-6683 if you have a comment. Going once, going twice. All right, Toya.
Yes.
Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Now, Dee Dee, you yielded to Toya earlier. You know, you want, as if you wanted to see what she had to say before you responded.
Okay. I was just interested
I was wondering if, you know, if you was just going to, you know, kind of like, you know, go along with it. I'm trying to figure out if you really got to, you know, I heard you say in past tense, and I do know that you are no longer married. You're actually widowed, you know, just to clarify. So, you know, I'm not going to kind of harp on it too tough, but ladies, you both know. You may not know firsthand, but you know relationships that are absolutely businesses and not partnerships, don't you? Don't
absolutely.
You know of those kind of relationships?
Absolutely.
Of course, I think everyone knows someone who's in a relationship that's about strictly business.
Definitely. The partnership of convenience. I mean, it benefits everybody. It's a win-win situation. Sometimes it be that way.
But what was the purpose of actually getting married? Couldn't we have been a business without actually, you know, actually getting married and bringing, you know, kids into the picture? Because I think it's fine. I think a corporation or a marriage for convenience is fine when it's just about those two individuals. But I think when kids become a part of it and it's just a marriage of convenience, I don't think that's fair to the kids.
Well, when you have two selfish people, their mindset is already selfish. They already entered it from the beginning. Let's say they didn't have kids. They entered it for selfish reasons in the first place because it was benefiting them both some way, more than likely monetarily. So now they figure by adding a dependent would just increase the monetary benefit. More than likely, it's not for any other benefit. It's not for an emotional benefit, a physical or spiritual benefit that they're bringing these kids into the world. It's strictly out of selfishness and because they're getting something from it. So, I mean,
it may not be love, but something. We're getting something from it.
I'm getting something from it, absolutely. And sometimes that's just the way people think, and, you know, to each his own, I guess that's what they say.
Can I ask you two ladies, is the man always the head of the household? Should the man always be the head of the household? I know biblically he should, right?
According to my God, I mean, if you're supposed to be in my house.
Okay. But we also know of relationships in which the man is not the head of his household, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
What allows a household to become so upside down in which the man takes a back seat, you know, to the wife in the household?
Money.
Generational curses.
Let me open up the lines. Area code 757. 1837 has a comment for us. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. That's a familiar number there. What's on your mind tonight?
You know what it is. Hello,
you know.
Lady. Hello, ladies. This is Mr. Ames.
Hello,
and
Mr. Ames.
and I have been dying to put my 2 cents into this corporation nonsense.
Go right ahead.
You go ahead. One and two.
Let me tell y'all something, man. You know, I'm in a relationship, right? That's a partnership. Whenever you enter a marriage, it should be a partnership. Now, I'm a God-fearing man. I am a Christian. But some of the things in the Bible, the times have changed. The guidelines have changed. But a man and a female should look each other in the eyes when you get married. Okay? Marriage, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about boyfriend and girlfriend. Marriage. You look each other in the eyes. And when you look each other in the eyes, y'all see eye level. That means everything should be 50-50. Is where if you can't keep up, some people, if they can't keep up, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's supposed to be 50-50. You know what I'm saying? No matter if she make more money than the man or if he make more money than the woman, things should be together. That's how it should be.
That is
right?
How it should be. Ames, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to keep this going. So we're going to pause right there because, brother, when you come on, you always, you know, you always come with some perspective. Ladies, stand by. Hey, Dawn sends this to the audience. She'll be back to join us soon. Diddy's Dirty Money, Dawn. Yo, this is her new joint featuring Trina. This don't have nothing to do with Diddy. This don't have nothing to do with Dirty Money. This is Dawn featuring Trina. It's called Bottles. Exclusive. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Be a super nice, me over there, but I call the cab home. I'm filling up my cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Everybody don't stop till 6 in the morning.
Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that's an exclusive one. Dawn from Diddy's Dirty Money sends her love. She sent that over, and it's an exclusive featuring Trina. It's called Bottles. If you have music you'd like me to play, I'll play it at least once. Even a whack-ass song, I'll play once. Send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hey, jump on the feedback lines. We got an interesting conversation going on. Tonight we're talking about holy matrimony. It's marriage, my good friends. What's your perspective on it? Is it a partnership? Is it a corporation? 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. Coming back from Virginia, my man Ames was giving us some perspective on marriage. My man.
Dude, are you serious? I've been listening to some of these people, and I'm really tripping on how people really look at it. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Everybody has a title to their own opinion. You know what I'm saying?
We all got a perspective, my brother.
Yeah,
we all got a perspective.
And how do you notice how many people that aren't married right now? Because their perspective on the things. You know what I'm saying? But that.
Well, it's all how you look at it. It's all how you look at it. I mean, I'll tell you something. Again, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, no, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I was shocked to know that, you know, 2,230,000 people got married like in 2005. Even though that was 5 years ago, I still wouldn't think that, you know, in a year's time, you know, that many people actually get married. You know, I mean, but hey, the divorce rate, you know, in 2005, you know, per 1,000 was like 3.6, which was the lowest since like 1970. So, I mean, what you're saying is right. It may be just how, I'm going to include myself in it, how we look at it. It's how people look at it. But see, what we got to remember is, you know, we're going to get whatever we look for. If we look for something negative, that's what we're going to get out of it. If we look for something positive, that's what we're going to get out of it. Because, again, I want to repeat, like 2005, in the height of a whole lot of, like, stuff going on in the world, what people probably didn't know, which is really a bright spot, the divorce rate was the lowest ever since 1970. See, we can't be fooled by what we see. We can't be fooled by what we see. So I totally believe, understand what you're saying. 863 is the area code. 863 is the area code. Last four digits, 5972. 5972. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's on your mind tonight?
This is Mary. I'm calling from Lakeland, but originally from Virginia.
Lakeland, Florida is in the building. Partnership or marriage, Lakeland?
Definitely a partnership.
I'm sorry, I said partnership or marriage, but we're talking about marriage. Partnership or corporation?
Or corporation,
is what I meant to ask you.
Definitely a partnership.
Definitely a partnership. Mary, are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
How long have you been married?
Going on 9 years, November 3rd.
9 years, November 3rd.
Yep.
Are you still just as engaged in your relationship as you were in the beginning 9 years later?
Much more.
Why much more?
Because we were young when we got married. We were 21 and 22. And now at 30 and 31, we have, like, had so many years together. We've, like, grown to, like, know each other on a different level and are at different times of our lives and, like, career-wise, we're parents together, we're homeowners together, so we have just a better quality of life now at where we are and how long we've been together, I think.
9 years of seeing the same person every day, smelling the same breath, and I know it's not always scopy fresh breath, right? I mean, tell us, how were you able to stand firm in the midst of, you know, like, trying times? Because I'm sure you've had some trying times in your relationship, right?
Yes.
Maybe you even hit rock bottom, right? But how were you able to continue to make it happen? How did you stay in love?
Well, I thank God for that because I pray. I'm a praying wife, and I think that that has a big part to do with why we're successful in staying married for this long. Because I'll tell you, there are definitely things that can come in the path of married people, and it's like the devil, I think, throwing temptation out there. Then you have like destruction, like how St. James said earlier about financial issues could be a very big factor in divorces because it's very stressful when you have all these factors and parenthood and then being a working mother is overwhelming. So I think that if you just communicate well with your spouse or your significant other about, you know, shared responsibility, I think that helps in making a marriage work.
Absolutely. Thank you for your feedback and your comments tonight. Hang out with us for a little bit, okay? We're going to come back to you. Thank you, Mary, coming out of Lakeland. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, August 9th, and, hey, we're talking about marriage. You know, we're getting the different perspectives on marriage. Holy matrimony, partnership or corporation. Folks, we can't always, you know, go by what our eyes tell us. And the media, you know, the media give us like a crazy perspective on how we see things. Things aren't as bad as we think, you know. It is what we make it. On the other side of this song, we have our finance segment coming up, but we're going to keep this conversation. There are people on the lines that want to chime in, give us some feedback. Hang on out there. Don't go anywhere, all right? TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Hey Girl, TM Hyman Radio Live. Toya with finance is up next, y'all.
Just go.
hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Redirect your energy. Quickly reduce or eliminate your pain. It's pain relief. Log on to www.foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Welcome Toya with our finance segment. It's on you, Toya, from Delaware.
Okay, well, since we're talking about marriage and partnerships and corporations, I just thought I'd touch a little bit on how marriage actually affects your credit. A lot of people assume that when you get married, that automatically your spouse is now added to your credit files and your credit files are merged and things of that sort. But what people don't understand is that your credit files are not merged. And just because you get married, it doesn't automatically mean that what you have on your credit report is going to be listed on your spouse's and vice versa. So the one thing you just need to keep in mind is the one thing that does affect your credit score when you get married. If you and your spouse apply jointly for credit cards or loans, just keep in mind that both credit scores will be checked to approve the application. Now, if one or both of you have bad credit, then there's a chance that the application won't be approved. Or if it's approved, then the interest rate and fees might be a lot higher than if one or both of you had a good credit score. Now, with joint accounts, the history of the account is reported on both spouses' credit reports. So even if only one spouse actually uses the account, it's actually going to be reflected on each individual's credit report. And, you know, that's not a big thing if you're making your payments on time and, you know, one person's not running up the credit card account and not telling the other. But it can become a problem if something happens down the line and, say, you're separated or divorced and you don't know that that credit card is being used. Legally, both of you are responsible for the actual credit card or loan. So just keep in mind with any accounts that you may have together with your spouse, you always keep an eye on it because you guys should be communicating anyway. You should know what's going on in each other's lives financially. So just keep that in mind. Also, when one spouse has bad credit, even though you may have different credit scores, the one thing you need to really talk about is how you're going to actually handle credit-based applications. Most people will say, well, since you have the better credit score, you go ahead and you apply for it. That way you can get the better rate. But if you continue to do that, what will happen is that person's credit score is going to get higher while the other person's credit score is not going to get better. And in the long run, that can hurt you. If you have one person who has a mortgage in their name, a few credit cards in their name, and now all of a sudden there's an issue and you need to buy a new car, you won't be able to do that because that person with a good credit has maxed out their available credit per se, and they can't get approved for a loan due to their debt-to-income ratio. So some things you need to think about is, do you really want to continue to always apply with that one person's name and credit because they have a better credit score, or do you want to actually take a hit once or twice and get a higher interest rate and higher fees and things of that sort just so that you can get your financial situation in a better place and get your priorities straight so that both of you can have a good credit score. So with all of that being said, just keep in mind that when you're married, when you get married, know your credit scores are not automatically merged. You still have two individual credit reports and credit scores. But you do need to try to work with each other. So if someone has a lower credit score, you can bring that person's credit score up because you don't want all of the financial things to rest on one person's shoulders. So just keep that in mind. And other than that, like I said, you're in a marriage, so anything that has to do with finances, you should be working on it together, and no one should be in the dark about the other person's credit history. So that's something you definitely want to talk about before you get married.
Jamie and the button, just done this. Yeah. Yeah. My name rings
diamonds everywhere like church bells. I'm with the bars, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like Nas X, starting to rebel. And even though I'm only young, I still rap up, I'm so high. But a nigga ain't chum. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest, a lot of people hate, but deep down they rate me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too right, so where's left? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. I'm high up in the food chain, team Rex. I ain't even need to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. And no problem like the yard say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy. Ay, I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fry, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun. Done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back. But me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBTV asks me to write a fresh 64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of F64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say, I just send them my love to keep me humble to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I. I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, candlelight, shit be on fire and I. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman in army, you can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat, this shit is getting big. And to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close the bars to raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and pad was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, ask G, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. My flow and bars are too dirty, foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon Cowell. I put my dick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I say I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about him to the top. Suspension, I am on my own without getting told what to do. No detention, and I'm doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working hard, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. You can't stop. Welcome to my world. Stop me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Your hip hop informer, TM Hyman. It's 11 o'clock where I am. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It just clicked over to 11:01. It's 11:01 for sure in Delaware. It's 11:01 in Chesapeake. Ladies, thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Interesting perspectives, interesting feedback. We're going to open up the lines and keep the conversation going. Area code 757, last four digits, 3083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's on your mind?
This is Tia from Norfolk.
Tia from Norfolk. What's cracking, Tia? Thanks for listening.
What's up? Well, I really haven't heard too much of the conversation, but I really think that it's a partnership rather than a corporation.
Partnership versus a corporation. Why not a corporation, Tia? It's
because
all business.
Yeah, it's all business when it really comes down to it. But if there's going to be, I believe in 50-50. If not 50-50, at least both having a opinion that's heard and, you know, their side holding some weight with and whatever's going on in that marriage. You can't do that in a corporation. There's a head in that corporation. There's someone that leads everything in the corporation. That's why it should be a partnership. I don't think that a marriage would last without being a partnership.
Understood. Understood. You know what? Now, it's interesting that that you said a 50-50 marriage, right? Because up until I was probably like a junior in college, I always thought the same thing. I always thought that marriage was like about a 50-50 relationship. But I had a professor. I had a professor that actually checked me, and actually she embarrassed me in one of my sociology classes. She said, "You're confused about what marriage is, thinking that it's 50-50. She said that when a man offers, you know, to marry a woman, he is in fact saying that he can take care of that woman. And with being able to take care of that woman, he should give her the right to be able to work only if she wants to. That's what marriage is." You know, I was like, you got to be kidding me. In 2005, it's all about 50-50. She says, "Son, you know nothing about marriage." And she shut me down. And you know what? I kind of, like, now that I'm a little older and a lot more mature, I totally understand what she's saying.
I understand that as well. But after when I said 50-50, I also said, well, both of the parties in the marriage having their, not that someone has a say-so on everything. It's not just about this person paying half of the bills, this person paying, you know what I'm saying? That's not what I mean by 50-50. I'm saying that it's a partnership, and whatever that does, there's an agreement that comes to whatever decision that needs to be made, whether it's finances.
Absolutely.
Or anything else going on in that marriage with their children, how they raise their children. That's what I mean, that there's a 50-50.
There's mutual respect, right? There's mutual respect, and there's clear communication in the situation.
Yes.
No, absolutely. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you for your feedback tonight. Ladies.
Yes.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree with her.
I'm going to say, hold on, T. I'm going to say this. Being a married woman, I'm going to say this. I don't agree it's 50-50. I'm going to say, depending on the situation, there are circumstances, yes, when you want to see eye to eye, you want to discuss things, communicate.
Well, let me clarify. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. What I don't know about the percent piece, and I've never been married, so I can't speak from that. I don't know about the percent piece, but I totally felt what she was saying in reference to there not being a CEO in the relationship, in the sense that, you know, it should be mutual respect. And there should be, you know, consideration, mutual consideration, I think, at all times. Mutual respect, mutual consideration. I think ultimately that's what she was saying. Now, the percent piece, it goes back to the question I asked you two earlier. Is the man the head of your household? Because
yes.
with him being the head of the household, you know, it really can't be totally 50-50.
Oh, that's right. That's what I'm saying, Terrence. That's exactly my point. I'm not speaking numbers. That I think the numbers are figuratively, and I think we all understand that we're not speaking specific numbers, 50-50, 60-40. I'm speaking of, if you Christian, if you say, if you going by what you're supposed to follow, there is a CEO. That man is the leader. He is the head of your household. He covers that household. So therefore, in a time, in a situation where maybe you don't, you have to agree to disagree, that man is the head. He is the leader. God deals with him first, and then it rolls down here on how he decided what affects his family. Now, yes, I do agree 100% that there should be mutual respect between you both. But at some point, you have to submit to that head, to that CEO, and let him make a decision regarding your household. And you have to deal with
like
the consequences accordingly. So, I mean, don't
I like
get me wrong. I agree with
I like
what you're
the
saying.
Passion.
I'm,
I like
I've
the passion you bring in with that. Absolutely. No. And I feel you because I feel the passion that you bring in with that. Toya, you want to chime in?
Well, I'll just play the devil's advocate. For those people who are not religious or spiritual per se, and they don't follow the guidelines, the rules, and the laws laid down by the Lord, then is there really a CEO of the household?
Good point.
No, there's not. Because a lot of people, they look at marriage a certain way.
I look at marriage according to what the Bible says and how I've been brought up in my religion and Christianity, so do you. But for those people who do not, it's going to be a totally different outlook on the situation and on marriage. They may not agree that they're the head of the household. They may not agree that they have to be faithful to one another. There are certain things that we follow the guidelines because that's the law that God has laid down for us, but other people may not follow those same rules.
Absolutely.
Good point. I like that.
No, absolutely. And again, Dee, I felt the passion that you was bringing with that. And, you know, I mean, to a certain degree, I understand where you're coming from. But, you know, I think, you know, again, what if the model is not the right model? You know, what if the head is, like, not a good example? Should he remain the head just because it's written?
You should do a lot of prayer. But depending on, I have to incorporate what Toya said because she made a good point. I guess it just really depends on the model or the one that you follow. If you follow the Christian model, then if that's the one you chose to put in the lead, and you now you determine after so many years or so many months, whatever, you don't feel he should be in the lead, well, now you, you deal with it accordingly, or you what, go down the road of the worldly, the secular people and get a divorce. But if you're going to do what's right, no, you just pray. And you pray that God, you know, changes the situation around and changes him, and you keep it moving, you know what I mean? So.
Right. Folks, great conversation tonight. We're talking about holy matrimony. And again, I want to, one, just appreciate everybody for their honest, open opinions. This is all about opinions. You in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, and tonight it is all about perspective and how you see it. Holy matrimony, marriage, partnership, or corporation? We're gonna keep the conversation going. This is I'm Gone. The artist is Anonymous. TM Hyman Radio Live. Radio Live. I'm gone. Anonymous. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 11:13 on the East Coast. Thanks for joining me tonight. We've been talking about holy matrimony, marriage, partnership, or corporation. And folks have chimed in all over the country. And interesting perspectives, you know. Interesting perspectives. It's all about how you see it, though. How do you see it? How do you see it? I think we have become tainted, have perspectives that are a little skewed when it comes to holy matrimony and the concept. At the end of the day, it hasn't changed, folks. You know, society has changed. People has changed. But God and his institution of marriage hasn't changed. And I don't want anybody to be confused at all. You know, that's the one thing that's solid. It's solid as a rock in the midst of us and how we change. God and his institution has not changed. Society has, but it has not. And it's still based on love. It was based on love then. It's still based on love now. Regardless of what we make it, it's called holy matrimony for a reason. And it's about commitment, and it is about, you know, a partnership. You know, even if business is associated with the relationship, it's absolutely about a partnership. Coming up, we still have our health and wellness segment from Ms. Willingham. Folks, again, 917-889-3926 is the number that you can dial to get in where you fit in as we try to wind down this conversation tonight. Dee Dee, Toya, the institution hasn't changed, has it?
I don't think the institution has changed, but I think that people's outlook on marriage has changed.
Absolutely.
You have a lot of people, I say really in our generation and younger, they are not so much concerned with I think the love part of marriage, but they're more concerned with the ring that they're going to get and the lifestyle that they're going to have and setting up a big wedding and, you know, all of that. And they're not really concerned with what comes along with the actual marriage itself. And I don't know, I think that because of that, you have a lot of failed marriages, a lot of divorces, because people's outlook on marriage, they're not as serious about marriage as I'd say like our parents were. And things of that sort. So,
do you think that's due to so many of our examples of what marriage was falling apart?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I can say so. I was brought up in a household with a mother and father. They've been married. They're still married. So I had that as
well,
my
that's
example.
A beautiful
but
thing.
They,
that, that's a
right,
beautiful
so,
thing.
Yeah, but then you have people who were in a household who did not have that. So you learn, you know, from the environment that you're in and what you see, and sometimes it's not for the best. Sometimes it is. So, you know,
right.
I think that our parents as our models sometimes get us a little off track, off kilter when it comes to marriage. Society plays a big part of it. You see people, you know, with the big weddings, and you see the athletes and the superstars and the glitz and glam out of it all, and I think that's what a lot of people focus on, younger people focus on, opposed to the actual love part of it.
I want to shout out my mom and my stepdad, who I believe, you know, have, like, a genuine, you know, like, true model of what I think a marriage really is. And I know it's not always rosy. You know, my mom is not a passive woman at all. She's far from passive. And, you know, she's a go-getter and she's independent. But she has a husband that's a real man. he takes care of her. And I marvel at the relationship because my mom, you know, sometimes is like really aggressive. And I know just because I'm a man that sometimes, you know, it's not always easy. But see, he shows me as an example of what love really is. You know, you have to be able to really compromise, and you have to accept people for who they are, just like they accept you for who you are. And it's a genuine, like loving relationship. And I think more young people need the example of what it is. It's not all good, but it's what you make it. But it's unconditional. And like you said, Toya, we're more caught up in the glitz and the glamour of what it is, and we have no idea about the problem-solving, the troubleshooting aspect of the relationship, like when you get in trouble. It's like, you know, when it all falls down, how do you pick it up? We don't know anything about, you know, that aspect. We're ready to run away. You know, so folks, the whole purpose of this conversation tonight is really to open up our minds about, you know, how we see holy, H-O-L-Y, matrimony. And it is about a commitment, you know, but it should be about you becoming better. You connect, you join as one to become better. Toya, are you better because of your husband?
I think I am. I'm still a work in progress. anyone who knows me knows I'm a very strong-willed person, very stubborn. I like things my way, no way at all. So the thing that I've always had to work on and I continue to work on is compromise, because I do not like to compromise. I want things my way. And, of course, you can't have things your way all the time in a relationship. So
isn't that like next to finances, isn't that like the number two reason why relationships, marriages specifically, like fall apart, because we couldn't compromise?
I would say so, yeah.
Mrs. Willingham, Ms. Willingham now, did you become better out of your marriage or because of your marriage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't go into it with the mindset to grow and learn and to become a better person, it's you're wasting your time. But I definitely have grown. Definitely a work in progress, like Toya said, definitely a work in progress still. But I have, you know, definitely matured from that experience, from my experience being married. So, you know, yes, I have definitely grown.
Let's kick back. You know, this has been a serious conversation, so let's kick back and chill out for a few minutes with Ashel Buck, TM Hyman Radio Live. Former. It's 11:30 here on the East Coast. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening tonight. We've been talking about an oh-so-serious topic, holy matrimony, partnership or corporation. The majority of our callers believe that it's a partnership tonight, which is a good thing, because that means that we really, you know, at least have a good idea. And for others, you know, including myself, you know, my perspective is a little skewed. You know, I have good examples of what it is, you know, but, you know, I have my own issues going on. I see it as a little of both, personally. I haven't waged in, so I will right now, as I open the lines back up to my to one of my co-hosts, as Ms. Willingham prepares for her segment. Up next, folks, we have health and wellness coming from Chesapeake, Virginia tonight, brought to you by Massages for Life. Health and wellness coming up with Ms. Willingham after this next jam. Toya, thanks for your realness tonight and the clarification that Holy Matrimony is absolutely a partnership for you. Toya, what can you drop on married people as a tip that only married people can understand?
Well, not just for married people, but those people who are thinking about getting married. You just have to remember that when you decide to get married, it's no longer about you. You're giving yourself up for that union. So you have to put all of your selfishness aside. You're going to have to compromise a lot more than you want to. Communication is, like, the biggest thing. Communication on everything from money to feelings, you being upset or hurt about something. It's no longer you can just walk away. Once you're in that union, you can no longer just walk away. It's not like being a boyfriend or girlfriend. You have to stay in there and stick it out. So I think people really need to give serious thought to the fact that you're in a union, and that's that. It's no longer just you. It's you and that other person, and you have to give it your all because you can't just walk away. So.
And so tell me this, because I totally understand what you just said, and I think really the fact that I'm honest and I'm real is probably the reason why I'm not married, because I realize not necessarily that it's about me, because a lot of what I do is about outreach and trying to advance others, but I do realize that I'm not ready to settle down, and until I'm ready to settle down, I think, you know, it's only fair to not even, you know, get anybody in a situation who's ready to settle down if you're not. So, I mean, my question to you, if you know that you're not ready to settle down, should you still just go with the flow, even if you know you are, in fact, not ready to settle down? Should you, I'm going to say this, should you fake the funk and act like you are? You know, can you be conditioned, or can you be cultivated to want to settle down?
No, you can't, because eventually it's going to come back to light, and that will be the main reason your marriage won't work. It won't work if you're not ready for it. It's not going to work. At least I don't think it's going to work.
Right. No. And to me, it. Yeah, but I think a lot of brothers are, a lot of brothers just go with the flow, and they really, you know, they're not true to themselves, you know.
And not just a lot of brothers, but a lot of females do it also, just out of a comfort level or being used to having that person around. It's like your security blanket. So it's not just the fellas; ladies do it also.
Right, folks. So on the other side of this. This track, we have a health and wellness segment. We're going to come back and close this conversation out. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, August 19th. We have about 25 minutes left in the show. This has been a real conversation. You know, you got to be real with yourself. You know, I mean, before you can really start thinking about, you know, a matrimony that's holy, you know, you got to really be honest and truthful with yourself. You know, you can't get into it for the wrong reasons. It has to be based on the foundation in which it was instituted, all right? And that, it starts with God, folks. It starts with love. Selfishness should not exist anywhere in matrimony, specifically one that's holy. Hey, this is Dollar Bills, Hack Army, Castle Aim Shot, TM Hyman Radio Live.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo. Pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear. It ain't nothing specific.
I'm on my job, player. Tell me what am I missing? I got an eye for the dollar bill. I'm sick and busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money at? Put out them 760s. I'm in the circle with whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women that got you moping around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white gridstones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades, rocking on runtime, that's flat out 2K. Get with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I'm about to get paid. But that's in your face, it ain't a floss, boy. It's to let you know what I set to off, boy. I'm on a money mission, they think I'm fucking tripping. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing. I'm on a money mission, they think I'm fucking tripping. Look at my Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine.
TM Hyman Radio Live, www.foresight.cr.com is the website for your pure pain relief. Coming up now is your health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. Log on to www.massagesforlife.com. Ms. Willingham, it's on you.
Yes, good evening. I was really led by tonight's topic to really touch on something that I don't think I want to throw out a bunch of statistics or give you a bunch of, you know, facts. I think I just want to just speak to everyone specifically on wellness as far as marriage is concerned. Mental wellness, spiritual wellness. I think those two things are key and very important in a marriage. Besides love, you definitely need love, but mental wellness and spiritual wellness. And unless you are two people who can communicate about any and everything, you're going to have problems in this area. And one of the problems that will develop if you cannot communicate everything, like Toya said, your feelings, why you feel bad, why you feel sad, your goods, whatever it is, your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your wishes, your dislikes, your likes, your fantasies, whatever it is, if you can't communicate it, if you're angry, you can't communicate it, if you're fearful, you can't communicate it, domestic violence will arise in a marriage. And this is due out of a lot of not being mentally well and spiritually well, or let me say mentally grounded and spiritually grounded. That's what I specifically want to speak about tonight. I didn't want to inundate you with a whole bunch of facts, but I just wanted to just say, give you a little bit of, just bring, I guess, to reality the seriousness of domestic violence. Like people who don't understand a union and getting into a relationship and being mentally grounded and spiritually grounded are so very important because, let's see, 3.5 million violent crimes committed against family members between the years of 1998 and 2002. Out of that, 49% of those violent crimes were against spouses. 84% of the spouse abuse victims were females, and 86% of the victims from dating partners were females. Now, males were 83% of the spouse murderers, and 75% of the date partner murderers. So, I mean, that's just a little bit or a little insight into if you not being spiritually grounded and mentally grounded or having spiritual wellness or mental wellness. You have to talk and communicate about everything. When you enter into a marriage, you should already have a foundation or a friendship established. Yes, there are things that you will continue to learn about that person every day throughout your married life, but there is some principle, some standard, some thing that should already be established and known. And if you're paying attention to one another, you will recognize certain things. And if you know you have a spouse who lacks a little in the communication area or is not as strong as you are, talk to them about it. See if you can get help about it. Because you don't want domestic violence to, you know, rise up in your relationship all because you saw a problem in communication and you didn't do what you needed to do in order to get that spouse or that mate help. So I see a lot of, especially women in church, who are praying for their husbands to get to church. But they say before you get married, both of you are supposed to already be there. You're supposed to be equally yoked. So, you know, mental wellness, spiritual wellness, you know, we have a lot of brokenness before we already get to the pulpit to get married. To say I do, we already start off on the wrong foot because we're not spiritually well or mentally well. So I just wanted to bring that to light, also out of personal experience. And just because a lot of people don't pay attention to those things and recognize that it's all a part of being married. It's not a high school relationship. It's not about the intercourse and some arguments. You have to work. You have to build. You have to, you know, you have to work at this thing and chip away at it every single day. You have to keep God first. And you have to be mentally grounded and spiritually grounded in order for that thing to work out. So that's what I wanted to speak about tonight.
Yo. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first. I won't let you slip away, no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away, no.
If your love was coke, I take four lines. So addicted to your love, I got to have it. I need you as my habit.
Yes, indeed.
All my hobby, apart from making money and rapping, I need you close. You help my growth.
Yes, you do.
How you do what you do, and you does it so well. From your swag to how you like popping tags.
Whoa.
You're not just an add-on. You could match what I bring to the table. You're willing to enable.
That's what you do,
you my queen, my star. God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanna give you everything you never had.
What you mean?
Have you ever had a man that was good to you?
Have you ever?
And didn't think sex was showing his love to you?
What?
Well now you rocking with the best. Two thumbs to your ex. I will never let you go. No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away, no.
I know in relations sometimes it's struggle.
I know
a little pain and hurt, but still I love you.
I love you.
We may argue and fuss long as we make up.
I got you, baby.
If I make you mad, yeah, I'ma cheer you up.
You know
cookie
that.
Dough ice cream,
uh-huh.
Watching a big screen. As we cuddle, sharing words like I love you.
I love
that boo 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 do I need you, baby. Without you in my world, life would be so crazy.
Crazy world.
I keep you locked in my cabinet.
You know what?
The only thing that's different is my china is black. I used to say, yeah, that was whack. Until I met you, now I'm never going back. No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no.
You know I love you, right?
I won't let you slip away.
Nothing I want more than you. Trust me, baby.
Love me, Chrissy.
Put down your guards, let me cause you,
you, lady.
Oh, forget it, let's go half on the baby. Wait, before that, let me ice your ring finger.
Oh.
On our wedding day, T. Riley, our wedding singer.
Yes, indeed.
Love land, let me take you, can't do all my plans. Here's my last name, welcome to the Williams fam. Only God can take you, the rest I'm like hell no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no.
No.
TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's 11:45 where I am. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Loving it, loving you, loving the perspectives, loving the values. Folks, it should be for better or for worse. Is it? Is it for better or for worse? Keyword, should be, you know. Folks have waged in all night long telling us what they think. Partnership or corporation? We've been talking about holy matrimony all night. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks to my co-host, my angels. Thanks, Dee Dee, coming from Chesapeake, Virginia tonight live. Toya, Delaware. Ladies, thanks for always just keeping it real and sharing out of your personal experiences and holding it down here, TM Hyman Radio Live. We got like 13 minutes left in the show. 13 minutes left. Thanks for everybody who's tuning in all over the world. You're telling people who's telling people who's telling people. Y'all are showing up, you know, so thank you. We appreciate it. Big up. Much respect and love to you. Folks, it's all about believing, dreaming, imagining yourself in a situation, you know, and having some faith. You got to keep the faith. Have hope. You know, love somebody. Do something. You know, be of a good service. Be a good servant. Be a good steward. You know, you got to put first things first and principles. You know, nobody talks about the Ten Commandments anymore. Yo, when was the last time y'all heard somebody talk about the Ten Commandments? When we were young, we heard about that all the time. You know what I'm saying? We thought we was going to hell every time we, you know, every time we put our middle finger up, we thought that was an opportunity to go to hell, didn't we? Because it was bad.
Yeah.
Nobody follows the Ten Commandments anymore.
Now people don't follow the Ten Commandments, and I just think, I don't know, the state of the world in general is just, times have changed a lot. You don't, I mean, you don't have, not just the Ten Commandments, but you don't have faith and religion in schools any longer. I mean, the workplace. So, I mean, you take that out of everything and then take it out of marriages also, not going to work.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Toya, for young people, aspiring to have successful marriages. My brother and his girlfriend are getting married, you know, coming up. You know, what would you say, you know, to young couples really looking to be happy and have successful relationships? Well, what advice do you have for young married couples?
Well, for young couples, I would say wait. I wouldn't rush into a marriage at a young age. If I could do it all over again, I would really... I wish we would have taken our time to get to know each other by growing older before we get, you know, before getting married. You change a lot from your early 20s to your 30s because you don't really know who you are yourself, you know, when you're younger.
What's a good age to get married? What's a good age to get married, in your opinion?
I don't know what a good age is. I just know what a good age is not. And I mean,
so what's
early
not a
20s.
Good age? What's
I just don't think early 20s, mid-20s, you're young. You're supposed to be out experienced in the world. Like I said, you don't know yourself as an individual. So if you don't know yourself, how's a marriage going to work? You don't know yourself, but yet you have to learn another person as well. So I would say for young people that you should just wait. Don't rush it.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to play devil's advocate like Toya. How about, and I'm going to say, I used to have this idealistic mentality growing up. How about those people, those men who went off to war back in World War I, World War II, met the little girl at the little ball dance before they get shipped off, 2 weeks they married or whatever, and they've been married for 50 years. And, you know, it's been ups and downs, what you expect, but they've still been married for 50 years. And, you know, like I said, as growing up, that used to be my idealistic thought of, you know, being married, you could fall in love with someone in 2 weeks and you could be married for a lifetime. And now experiencing marriage, I know it may not work that way for everybody, but what about those people that it did work for? What about that?
I mean,
And it can work for people. I'm not saying that it can't, but it doesn't work for the majority of people. I just think that No, it definitely isn't. It's 2010, not 1955. I just think people are quick to rush in to a marriage, and I think you really need to know yourself as a person before you can get into a marriage and have to learn another person. That I would just say don't rush into it. You just make sure you're friends. Make sure, like Dee Dee said earlier, if you can't sit and talk to that person about any and everything, you're not going to be able to communicate. It's not going to work. I mean, you can eventually learn to communicate, but why put yourself through those hardships if you don't have to? I would say take your time, get to know each other before going into the marriage. And a lot of times you think you know someone, but you really don't know that person.
Right. So. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you there. Ladies, I appreciate you. We are going to come back together on Wednesday night. We're going to post the topic Wednesday. Folks, you can check us out, TM Hyman Radio Live, every Sunday night at 7 p.m., 7 to 9, and every Monday night, Wednesday and Friday at 10 p.m., 10 to 12. We appreciate the love. This is a new one from Dawn. Dawn from Diddy's Dirty Money featuring Trina. And I think I like it. Ladies, hang out with me. Just come back after this song. Tell me what you think. I'm not sure if y'all heard it in the first hour or not. This is Dawn from Diddy's Dirty Money featuring Trina. It's Bottles, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's an exclusive. She sent it over. She said, what's up, y'all? Common Radio Live with the exclusive Bottles Dawn featuring Trina. Y'all like that?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, it was
right. You would buy that?
I can hear, I can hear them playing that in the club.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice club joint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will definitely tell her. Thumbs up, Team Muhammad Radio Live team. Gives it a thumbs up. Can y'all just share, as we wrap this thing up, got like 3 minutes in the show. So, let's talk it out. We ain't gonna walk it out, we're gonna talk it out. What was a misconception about marriage that you had that was like a revelation, 6 months down the line? What did you think what was going to happen or what it was going to be? And it was like a total misconception.
I think the misconception was myself, not realizing that I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did, and that expecting to grow and to move forward or to grow with someone when I didn't even know myself. And you can't possibly begin to grow with somebody if you don't even have any roots. You don't even have any foundation. You don't even know where you're going. You think you know, but then as you begin to get in this relationship with this person, you begin to find out, this is not so. So the misconception started within me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair. So know yourself. Really,
no, definitely
really
know yourself.
And I think that's aligned with what Toya said previously in reference to just waiting, because you grow and you evolve and things change and your view on things change. Toya, you have a closing comment?
I think that kind of along the same lines of what Didi said, not so much not knowing myself, but I think that, like I said, when you're younger, you have an idea as to how things should be, Oh, we're going to get married. Everything's going to be perfect. It's easier when you're home and you're not living with this person, married to this person. You have an argument. You go your separate ways. You don't have to speak for a couple of days if you don't want to. But now when you're in this household together, you're in your union, and you're supposed to be one, it's not as easy. You can't just walk away. You argue. You can't just not talk for a few days. I think I realized how much communication really means in a relationship after I got married. I think that's the one thing that I didn't think so much of beforehand is communication part of it. So I think communication is a really big key. In addition to, you have to know yourself. That's why I said I think it's best that younger people just, wait, because you grow to be someone different. I'm not the same person now as I was when, we first met. I mean, I've known my husband since I was in the eighth grade. So, us dating straight from high school and then getting married, and, I'm a totally different person now than I was back then. So, you have to know yourself. Communication is a big thing. Trust, honesty. So, it's, I guess, a lot.
Right.
I had a misconception about a lot. So,
thank you, ladies. Appreciate you out there. Log on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m., Sunday 7. Thank y'all very much.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio.